Researchers with UNC Chapel Hill have created an autonomous robot that performs simple tasks in a lab setting. Those tasks could even include assisting with combining chemicals. Cherise Pigott has more about this AI robot that UNC researchers say can make things more efficient for scientists.
Inside a UNC Chapel Hill science lab sits an autonomous robot. Imagine a machine like a Roomba, but with an arm so it can pick up things like a dirty sock off the floor. A group of researchers from UNC's chemistry and computer science departments are working together on the robot.
It's quite fun to operate. Actually, you can teach it different motions by doing it this way, because you kind of have to describe, you know, how you move the arm.
That's Angelos Angelopoulos, a fourth-year grad student at UNC, giving me a bit of a rundown on Fetch. As we walk away from the lab, he says the autonomous blue and white robot can move around without the help of humans. Angelopoulos says Fetch has 6 motors in its arm. That way it can move in 6 different locations.
It also has a torso. That means a platform that can raise and lower, and that enables it to reach higher tables.
Angelopoulos says most people are used to seeing a robot that looks similar to a human, but he believes that's unnecessary for robots working in a science lab.
So this robot was actually originally designed for warehouse logistics. So you can imagine it goes around a warehouse, a bunch of corridors, and picks up objects off the shelves and then moves them somewhere else. And for that, it didn't really need 2 arms.
Although Fetch was originally used for a warehouse setting, UNC professor Ron Altrovitz says changing Fetch's environment still allowed the team to finish the task programmed through coding. He adds that Fetch's head is a camera that uses 3D sensing technology, which helps it navigate where to move.
It can determine if a person is walking nearby, and based on that information, it can ensure its safety while accomplishing the task it wants to do. And so the software will then take that sensed information and then compute what actions should these motors do.
Altrovitz says one of the simple tasks Fetch does includes using a GC tube that measures things like liquids and gas.
So we developed a robot that then can move through the chemistry lab safely, and it can get a sample, have a sample, and then bring it over to a GC instrument, for example, and inject that sample into that instrument.
He says right now, the AI robot can particularly do a small number of tasks, but the challenging part requires a lot of precision and accuracy in order to perform well in a chemistry lab.
Our biggest next step is really increasing the library of skills or the vocabulary of the robot. We want it to be able to go into a lab and be able to help on a wide variety of tasks.
If you're wondering how it all got started, Altrovitz says he gave a presentation about autonomous robots at a conference. And UNC professor Jim Cahoon, the other lead on the team, then introduced the idea of collaborating together while they were there. He says funding through an award from the UNC Creativity Hub really helped get the ball rolling. That's a program that funds research projects at UNC Chapel Hill.
We were awarded this Creativity Hub, which I think gave $250,000 per year for 2 years to fund this concept.
Cahoon says now as those funds are depleting, they are looking at new federal opportunities that could fund their work. While federal cuts have already impacted some university programs, officials with UNC say it will not disrupt or pause this research. Meanwhile, UNC grad student Angelopoulos says they still have more work to do, and he is excited about the robotics project's next steps.
Ideally, we want to create reusable methods that can be applied to other robots in the future, not just this one.
Moving forward, Angelopoulos says the group also wants to look for newer emerging research that enables them to advance or upgrade what the Fetch robot can do. Meanwhile, on top of UNC, other universities in North Carolina are also using AI robots. They include NC A&T State University and NC State University. A&T is using an autonomous robot to deliver food on campus to students and staff, while NC State is using 2 robots to gather data on plant species. Cherise Pigott, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.